This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir, a juz a day. Alhamdulillah, we're at juz number 17. Walillahi alhamd. Juz number 17 begins with Surah Al-Anbiya. And Surah Al-Anbiya, it takes its name from the many stories of the prophets that are contained therein. Surah Al-Anbiya begins with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warning about the Day of Judgment, which is really the job title of all of the prophets, to give bushra, glad tidings of Jannah, but nadir, to be a warner of the Day of Judgment. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah initially speaks about those who are in a state of ghafla, those who are in a state of unawareness. And Allah says, اقترب للناس حسابهم, their judgment day is arriving, وهم في غفلة, but they're heedless. And your job therefore, ya Muhammad, is to wake them up and to bring them to this reality. Let them understand three things. Hisab, their accounting is near. Number two, I've destroyed many towns, many villages, many peoples, many dynasties, many generations, many cultures that have preceded your culture, your people, O people of Quraysh and O Arabs. Number three, that even if this destruction doesn't arrive imminently because you've rejected the messengers as has happened to other previous nations, even because of the blessedness of Muhammad being with you, that you're not being destroyed, then know that your death is close. And those are the three levels of warning that Allah gives about the tribulations in the opening verses and in the theme of Surah Al-Anbiya. The next section is that Allah speaks about the perfection of Tawheed, and that it is something that you look inside yourself, inwardly and outwardly, and you will see that it is a manifestation of the completion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's relationship with humanity. He wants us to identify Him, to know that for everything that is around us, that there is a cause. It didn't just come out of nothing. And that the one who has caused all of the causes is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah then begins to speak about different prophets and different messengers. He speaks about the relationship between Musa and Harun and their being sent to Fir'aun. He speaks about Ibrahim alayhi salam in great detail. And once again, it's about Tawheed. So this is where we find the greatest detail in the story of Ibrahim in smashing the idols. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, he smashes them in his question. قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا فَتَن يَذْكُرُهُمْ يُقَالُ لَهُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. We know that there was a young man, his name's Ibrahim, who would always speak ill of these idols. And they brought him, أَنْتَ فَعَلْتَ هَذَا. Did you do this by our قَالَ بَلْ فَعَلَهُ كَبِيرُهُمْ. No, it's the largest one who did it. And Ibrahim alayhi salam therefore establishes the hujjah, which is, ya Muhammad, your job to establish the burden of proof on the people of Quraysh. And therefore you see that similitude between Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Ibrahim. And the two prophets that are mentioned, Musa and Ibrahim, Musa is about legislation and application of laws, and Ibrahim is about establishing the rationale of worshipping the one true God. Then Allah speaks about the people of Lut and the people of Sodom and Gomorrah and their destruction. Allah speaks about the people of Nuh who resisted him, including his wife and his son. And Allah speaks about their destruction. Allah speaks about Dawood and Sulaiman and how Allah had given both of them knowledge and wisdom and governance, but that Sulaiman was given a little bit of an increase, and that's why he's referred to as Sulaiman, who is Hakim and wise, the wise king. Ayyub alayhi salam is spoken about in detail, and one of the places in the Quran where Ayyub's story is shared is in Surah Al-Anbiya, where Allah speaks about him being patient and he persevered in the illnesses and the difficulties and the loss of wealth and his children. All of it, وَجَدْنَاهُ صَابِرًا. He was a person who was patient. He simply said to Allah, رَبِّ قَدْ مَسَّنِيَ الدُّرُّ. Oh Allah, harm has befallen me and my family. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And you are the most merciful of those who show mercy. Allah speaks about Ismail and Idris and Dhul-Kifl. Allah speaks about Zakariya and Yahya and Isa and his mother. All of them are mentioned, and therefore the story, the surah gets its name from the stories of the prophets that are mentioned. At the end of the surah and all throughout, Allah then speaks about Al-Qiyamah, which returns us to the beginning of the warning that the Day of Judgment is coming. Allah then begins to say, يَوْمَ نَطْوِي السَّمَاءَ كَطَيِّ السِّجِلِّ لِلْكُتُبِ. On the day that the heavens will be rolled back the way you roll up scrolls, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala That everything that is created, all this massive expanse, is meaningless to His might and His majesty. And Allah says that the same message, the same thing was said in the books that preceded you. وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ مِنْ قَبْلِ. It has been written in the Psalms of David before this message has received you. أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ. That this the splendidness of Jannah will be inherited to those who work righteous deeds. And therefore, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Ya Muhammad, remember, صلى الله عليه وسلم, and O Ummah of Muhammad, remember, you were only sent unto mankind to be an expression of my mercy. May Allah make us a mercy unto humanity. The next chapter is Surah Al-Hajj, which is in the same juz number 17. Surah Al-Hajj is Surah number 22. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again begins this surah by speaking about the destruction of the earth and the coming of the day of judgment, and that there would be a quaking to the earth. Ya ayyuha an-nas ittaqoo rabbakum wakhshaw, O ye who believe, fear your Lord and fear the quaking of the earth. The zalzalat as-sa'ati shay'un 'azeem. It'll be a magnificent display on that day. Allah then begins to speak about the creation of humanity from one cycle to the next, and this will happen in the next surah and the next juz as well. And Allah begins to debate the unbelievers who don't believe and wish to submit to His authority and might. And Allah begins to speak about the relationships between the spirit and the body, and that we should be people who live a life that is not just physical, and that we have needs that are beyond that. And in this surah, there are two places of sajda. One of them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes, the people who enter it are those who have refused to make sujood to Allah. And Allah points us to the heavens. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَسْجُدُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. That to Allah prostrates in subjugation all that's in the heavens and the earth. وَالشَّمْسِ وَالْقَمَرِ وَالنُّجُومِ وَالشَّجَرِ وَالدَّوَابِ. The sun and the moon and the trees and the mountains and the birds and the bees and the beasts. وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. And many of mankind have given allegiance to Allah. وَكَثِيرٌ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِ الْعَذَابِ. And many are worthy of punishment. Allah then speaks about the ritual, spiritual rituals of Hajj. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah speaks about the aspects of Hajj, what to do on what day, فَإِذَا فَطُّم مِّنْ عَرَفَاتٍ, and do this in Arafah, and so on. But here in Surah Al-Hajj, which gets its name from these select verses, Allah speaks about the spirit, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't receive, the blood of the offering of sacrifice. Rather, يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. He receives the piety that you've extended. Allah wants you to come to Him with an open heart, seeking His mercy, and it is He who will respond to you, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah speaks about the response to those who have lied about Him and lied about the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and about the prophets who have come before, that their end was always this tragic, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seeks happiness and closure for the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah continues to give evidence of His power, His authority, and Allah speaks of this by giving words directly to the unbelievers, that of the signs of Qiyamah, that there are different types of people: those who will debate you, Ya Muhammad, without knowledge; those who will worship Allah on a verge of disbelief and coming back to belief; and those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those three distinct groups all have different remedies that are found in this surah. And that ultimately, at the end of the day, there's two ultimate opposing forces: the people of faith and the people who lack it. Ibrahim and alayhi salam takes a central mission in the story of Al-Hajj. And وَأَذِّن فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. Proclaim the call to Hajj, O Ibrahim. يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا. They will come on their feet and on walking, and they will come in all modes of transport to answer the call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the final instruction is to the believers, to the Muslims, that they have been given permission to defend themselves, that they have been ordered to reject all falsities claimed in previous scriptures that have been corrupted from that which is an orthodox purity of worshipping the one true Almighty Allah in terms of a monotheistic perspective. And that those who reject the Qur'an are rejecting their own scriptures which had the spirit of the Qur'an therein. And Allah finally mentions to establish our prayers and zakah and to be holding on to Allah. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ هُوَ مَوْلَاكُمْ. Hold on to Allah, ni'ma al-mawla wa ni'ma al-nasir. He is the one who will give victory and strength. May Allah make it so. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir. This was the tafsir of juz number 17. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.